Okay, we're up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Okay, Ketzad Misharin Oisay. How do we measure? How do we measure the place where the Avir? Look through the picture. See the picture. It's the creation of yesterday. Yesterday we learned about this last case of.
Have some pictures here.
Oh yeah, triangle.
This looks like a scientific thing.
Okay, so let's go back for a moment. The middle of Perek, middle of Mishnah. Hey, how you meshucha min ha'safa? If it was meshucha min ha'safa, so that means in this case that the pitputim were extended. The pitputim were not mamish on the bottom, like in this case, they didn't come directly down, but they were extended. They were mushachim in asafa, besoch shalosh etzpos, if it's within three etzpos, if the sheretz comes in kind of the further from the edge of the kira with three etzpos, then mitamim bimaga uva avir. Then that portion becomes tamei bimaga and avir. Chutz mishalosh etzpos, outside three etzpos, Metam b'mago ve'ena metam b'avir becomes tam b'mago, and it's not metam b'avir. Divi Rabbi Meir v'shim metar. Okay, so we have over here within three etzpos, it's metam in b'mago v'avir. Chutzal shalosh metam b'mago, but not metam b'avir. V'shim is metal legarmi. So now we're up to ketzad m'shem. So how do we make this calculation? What is he referring to? I guess he means on the other side. Let's see. Since the peputim are at a great distance, one from the other, and when a sheretz is found in between this pitput and this pitput, how do we know if it's within three etzpos of the edge of the kira, or it's more? So according to Rabbi Meir, the shir is ba'avir. Rabbi Yishimon bein b'mago bein ba'avir. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be tohar, tohar legamri. Rabbi Shimon was the one that said it's tohar legamri. After three etzpos, it's tohar legamri. Hilchah, what do we do? Moedi l'pitput ze sholosh etzpos bin asafa v'chein l'sheni v'noisein ha'ama shemis. Shemis raglayim bo es hasfarim beintayim, and we put the amo shemis. What does that mean? Shemis raglayim bo es hasfarim beinayim mizel zavihinik veis kana. It's called a kana. Where is the kana? Okay, let's see. I think umasargel means we make a circle. Umin has min hasargel uvafnim tamei tenanami mukom akana umin hasargel uchutz tar. Okay, let's take a look over here at the picture. Okay, we have the blitas asiyum begof akira, when we call blita nimshach pitput shuregel akira. We have over here a blita. We have over here from the edge of the key, we have this thing that sticks out. Moedit shalosh etzpos misfasakir. We first measure three etzpos. Now, toich shalosh etzpos shayich lakira umikabel tomo metamach lamavir. Okay, everything that's in that triangle. Chutz mi shalosh etzpos imisav lakira umikabel tomo metamach lamavir. Lamavir. Uchadim mishalosh lamala. Ketzat, ketzat mishamash, and perish a rab barosh. Tamani, Lavrim Shir Shemeshmin, Shemuyam Liel, who dover Mufursan of Nadev, Holy Elo, Shutimashalo, Yitzhakliakas of Shemuyam Liel, Kikamas, Kimacham Mashire, has said, Divrim Dover Mumiatsmahu. So what's the Kiddush? He's asking a kasha that it's simplistic. Rashimuyam Kitsa and Misharnes. Rashimuyam Nesnes Akana. Akana is what? Akana, he says, is. And Amma means a measuring rod. What is an Amma? Amma means the Binyan Ha'Amma. It's a leveler. A leveler. What's the leveler? Shemisargalim ba'es hasifarim bein tayim mizel zeh. I don't know what that word
maybe
means.
Like a tripod or something?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know, one of those things they use in geometry?
V'hi nigres kana umasargel. I know, it seems like, I think what he's doing, just we'll assume what he's doing over here is he's taking a measuring rod and he's going from edge to edge, from end to end. Okay, I mean, I kind of chutz tar, I kind of tar. So, I mean, the question over here is that it's dvarm shutim. What's the chiddush? Why do we need a Mishnah to teach us this? What's the chiddush? Once we know this in the previous Mishnah, that you go and measure that the avir is called from whatever within the triangle, why should this be any different just because we have here an extension of the, but put them a small amount? So his question over here is, Kosav HaTaisus Yamtiv, Perish HaRav HaRash, Tamani, the Perish of the Rav and the Rash, is very, very mysterious. The Levrayim Shir Shemashmienu Rav Shemuel Hudorim before Simon Noog. Cholil Dvam Shutim Ashlo Yitzchok Leachas Hashem Gamliel Kikeicha Meshar Hazeh Hudorim Muim Yatzma. Ah, but that goes on to the whole Lubshat. I don't want to go into the Lubshat. It's not necessary. Okay, we'll leave with that. We'll just leave with that. Okay.
I don't know why it's so pashut, but you're saying it's pashut.
Okay. He's saying this. He's saying we take a Daisnes Akan Levinim. We put Akan Levinim as a measuring rod between them. We have over here. We measure three etzbos. And we go down the ground and we make this dotted line, and anything in between this dotted line in this triangle is called the avir of the kira, with and automatically becomes tameh. If a sheretz is found in that triangle, which is measured starting from three etzpos after the pitput extends from the kira, anything in that area is considered to be in the avir of the kira and automatically becomes tameh de avir, and if it touches the tripod, those pitputim within the first three etzpos is tameh. After three etzpos, machlekes. According to the Tanakhama, it's only tameh be maga, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's tohar legamri. That's it. Ketzam shana sershim gumin loimer nois nesakana kanim is a measuring utensil beinehem in between the gap of three etzpos from here and here. And we draw this line, b'neim in a kind of a luchut star. Anything that's outside that box is star. And a kind of a lefnim, umokim akana tame, in a kind of a lefnim, umokim akana. And the place the kana itself, meaning up until exactly three etzpos, is tame. Okay, that's all we have to work with. We can't work with more than what we have. All right, satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. Perek ches. Hatanu shechatzatzai binisam. Unless you want to see over here what it means, maybe we'll see what it means. Yeah, we'll perish a Rambam. Let's go back and just take a little peek.
So when he says case of Hashanah was going back all the way.
Go only on this case.
On this case, but this case was way back.
No, this case is not way back. This is a continuation of this case.
Oh, yeah?
This case, yesterday, yeah. The end of Mishnah Hay. But yesterday, we looked over Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay says, Nita lecha minahem, if one of the three pitputim, right?
If
one was taken away, mitam magavim, mitam mavir. According to Tanakama, Dir Rebbe Meir. If you take away one of the pitputim, then no longer is it going to be tumas avir. There's no longer tumas avir. You take one away, so the whole thing, the whole pitput is bottled. The whole part, the whole thing loses its status. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, he holds the Gamri. Not only is it not going to be Tumah B'Avir, there's no Tumah B'Magi either. According to the Tanakhama, if you take one of them away, and now it stands on two. I take one away, and it stands on two. So there's no longer Tumas Avir, but there is Tumas Maga. Who says that? That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says Metaher L'Gamri. There's no Tumas Maga either. Also Shnayim, but let's see, make a Lechatchila, Shnayim Zek Neged Zeh, you make it to Lechatchila, so then, also Shnayim Zek Neged Zeh, Metamim B'Mago V'Avir, so then, since Lechatchila, that's how it was made, so therefore, it's going to be Metamim B'Mago V'Avir. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Meir.
That was the Tanakhama, the first
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Meir. Rabbi Shimon Tar, two is not enough. Then we come to a new case. Let's say over here we have a case where it's higher than 3, it's supposed to pay, picture 150. So then only the bottom 3. From the bottom 3, and above 3, it's supposed, is only b'mago, but b'avir. Who says that? Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon is Mitar Legamri. Above 3, it's supposed is nothing. Now we come to the last case. Hayim Shukhman HaSafa, Hayim Shukhman HaSafa. If it was extended, the last case, the pitputim was extended. Besor shalosh etzpois metam b'maga. Within 3 etzpois is metam b'maga. B'maga uva avir. Chutz b'shalosh etzpois metam b'maga. Ve'ina metam b'avir. Outside 3 etzpois is only metam b'maga, and it's not metam b'avir. Divrei Meir, b'shimin metar. Outside 3 etzpois metar. Ketzad mishadin oison. How do we measure oison? How do we measure in this last case? Ketzad mishadin l'fishapubutim. You know, it could be now a clarification. It means not only ketzad mishadin oison, means going back on both cases.
All the cases.
This case. All the triangles. Ketzad mishadin oison, b'shimin l'loimer. Nois nes hakano b'nehem. You take a kano. Kano means some type of measuring. For who nikres kano? It's some type of amma means one amma, a measuring rod. An amma shemis sargulim boes hasfarim. You use this amma, I don't know what this means, to make books. Beintayim ze leze. Shemis sargulim boes hasfarim beintayim ze leze. I don't know what that means. It's some type of measuring rod that you use for Sfarim, it says. I don't know what this is. Okay, umusargel. So the rule is from the edge here to here, you make this big, this triangle in both cases. Noisnes akana b'nehem, men akana v'luchutz tar. Outside the measuring rod is tar, men akana v'lufnim. From within, and the mokum of the kana itself, which means exactly 3 etzpos, is tame. That's called avir, and that's tame, and that's tame avir maga. Outside of 3 etzpos is, according to Rabbi Meir, is the only tamei mishum maga. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's Torah legamri. Both in this case and in this case. Okay, that's basically it. Okay, let's now go to Mishnah Perikas Hatanur. Maybe we'll take a little peek. Let's take a little bit peek of another parish. Look at the Mefarshim. Ek Mefarshim says, "Avol parish Rambam shemefarish de peputim him ketzavos." Elyoine Hakira, Mefarish from the Shem Binyan Acher, Amar Kika, Shenikach Bosses, Hakir, who gain Suffolk Moisla Ruch of Avir. Alright, I know what this means. Let's leave this out. According to the Rambam, it's a whole different case. According to the Rambam, these pitputim are not on the bottom, they're on top. He's not giving us a picture, so I'm not going to attempt
to understand.
Okay, so. Shemefarish the peputim him kitzavos elyoine hakira. Above the kira, mefarish the mashen binyan acher. Amar ki kasher niyach bosses hakira who bein tzadik moisar al rechel avir hakira shugim letzpos benar kiva bosal hakira lemalach. I know what this means. Let's leave this alone. Okay, weiter. Perekres tanu shechatzotzoy binesadim, a tanu that you've divided. Okay, you have a machlokes. That machlokes, division, separation. We take the tana, we break into 2 parts. B'nisarim with boards, or b'rios, or a sheet, nimsa sheretz b'mokim echad, hakol tamei. If a sheretz is found in one place, it doesn't make a difference. Even though there is a board, it doesn't make a difference. Everything inside the tana becomes tamei. So you put a board, you have a tana, he's drawing your cross section, you put a board down the center, and now you have on one side you have a piece of bread, a loaf of bread. We know that the tumah is in the avir, and on the other side is a sheretz. It doesn't matter. A sheretz in the tanner, everything in the tanner is tummy, even the kikar on the other side of the wall. Nimsa sheretz b'mokum echot hakol tamei. Let's see the Rav. Hatan shechatzotzei sha'asa mechitza be'emtziiso v'cholkoi ad l'mala mipiv. You put a board down the center all the way down the center. Hakol tamei afilu oichlem shebe'i v'hasheni shal mechitza. Okay, posh, the case is very simple. Good? Next case. Kaderes b'chusa u'pkugu b'kash.
Hatan shechatzotzei that you split in half?
Split in half. You have a tana shalcheres. A tana shalcheres matan ba'avir.
Benesarim.
Benesarim. Then it's some with the board.
That's a board.
With the board. You have a board, the board goes down the center. Mechitza shal nesorim agvayim lamalu mipiv shal tanim. This mechitza goes all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
Even above the top. Above the top. Chiddush is because if it was below, then it would make a difference because then the top of the tana would be mitzaref everything in the tana. But even if the board goes above the surface, it doesn't matter. We don't consider the board to be a valid mechitza. Sheretz mitzidu ha'echad shel mechitza. If we find the sheretz on one side of the mechitza,
it's a garment,
not a board, but it's a garment. It's a garment. There's a sheretz mechitza ha'echad shel mechitza.
It's a sheretz of makan echad. I call it on.
So
one side, he's saying. Means on one side,
Hakol Tamei Oichal Mitzida Hashem, the food on the other side, Shalom Mechitza, Nitma HaTaner V'Nitma HaOichal Ba'Avir HaTaner. It doesn't make a difference.
It's a Taner. It doesn't look like a Taner.
It's a cross section. He's showing you a Taner being split open.
Right.
This is not the whole Taner. This is what it looks like.
Okay.
You have a round Taner.
It's really round, but you have a dividing board
in the middle, a piece of wood.
You have a sheretz on one side, and you get
a loaf bread on the other side. It doesn't matter. We don't say that the mechitza is separate because it's the mechitza is not meant. It's not a permanent thing. The mechitza does.
The mechitza even stay there because if it's a tana, it should be just burnt. That maybe.
No, so it's not. Obviously, it's not on fire now. The tana now is not in use.
How's that?
Obviously, you didn't turn it on now. Right now, temporarily, the tana is off. And you just put this mechitza down the center to separate from one from the other. Okay, next is kaveres bechusa kukubakash. Kaveres means a beehive, not a bee. But here it means an enclosure that's made for a wicker enclosure, like in this picture. Okay, we have a wicker enclosure
that goes inside the oven.
No, it's a new case.
This is a new case.
Look at the caption. We're going back to the previous case. Just because the mechitza doesn't have the power to separate, we consider it to be one taner. The sheretz and nimsa b'taner mitami es kol taner. Sheretz and one taner is the entire taner. The chain es kol echlam and nimsa b'taner. Okay, so we don't consider the mechitza to be of any significance. Kaveres bechutz abkugu b'kash. Kaveres. Here it's bechusa. It has been damaged. Okay, upekuka. And the way we fixed it, we stuffed it up. We took some cash, some straw, and we glued it in. You took this entire thing and you suspended it in the avir hataner. Okay, he's showing you. Here we go.
It's going to go into a tana.
Okay, so we took this kaveris, and it was repaired, and it was suspended in the avir of a tanner. And now inside of this kaveris, the sheretz. You see what's going on over here? We have all these things going on over here. And Hasheretz B'Soicha, the Sheretz inside of it. Hatanur.
They make the Sheretz look so cute.
Tomei. Hasheretz B'Tanur. But let's say Pumfaker, the Sheretz is in the Tanur. He's not showing you a picture. He's not showing you a picture in that. Let's say we have this Kaveris. In the Kaveris is food. Delicious food. And in the Tanur there is a Sheretz. Okay, not showing you a picture. Hasheretz B'Tanur. The food that's inside of the kaveris is tamein. The Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. Omar Rabbi Eliezer in itzila b'mei sechamer. Why? Why should it be tamei? If it is itzila b'mei sechamer le'tatzel, if the kaveris has the ability to shelter food inside of it, if there would be a dead body in the room, which is much more chomer, the tumas meis much more chomer, and mitzila b'meis chomer lo satzel b'chli cheres hakal, amr lo no, im mitzila meis chomer shekein cholkim oyhalim, tatzel b'chli cheres hakal shein cholkim kli. Cheres, okay, that's a lot going on. Let's take a look over here. Let's see what it's going on. Cheres, chusa, chugu, b'kash. Liyachinaka, b'chusa, the lav, klihu. The reason why we have to discuss the case where it's pekuku is because we have to make this into a non-kli.
So why is it
non-kli? Why diha v'shleim, mohaisa matzelis al-eichlam shem sechot, afilu kli shetef matzil. Even a kli shetef, what's a kli shetef? I don't know what that is. It's matzal. Anything, any utensil saves. I will hash the lav klihu, havi kimachitza balma, or bekuko bekash, the revus and nocta, tiafagav de bechisa bekuko bekash, loy havi kli, vein matzelas al ucham shabbosecha. Okay, so he's coming to explain a very important principle. Over here we go in a case where the whole kivish is discussing a case where it's bekuka, where it is damaged, and you close it up with kash. So the point over here is, since it's incomplete, it's not considered to be a utensil. This is considered to be a mechitza, a partition. Just like, you know, that's why we're discussing this case. This case is going to be similar to the case over here.
If you have sense at all.
In this case, the piece of wood, is a piece of wood a utensil?
No.
It's nothing more than a partition.
Correct.
Or
a drape, go ahead.
So even a drape, a piece of wood or a drape, it's a partition. Matzil, the food from the sheretz? A partition.
No.
Because when this thing is stuck inside, and you have the sheretz on one side, and you have the food on the other side, the food becomes tummy. But there's a partition. It doesn't make a difference. Partitions do not help inside of utensils. Partitions help inside of rooms, but partitions do not help inside of utensils. If I have a room and I put up a mechitza, I have now two rooms. There's tum on one side, there's no tum on the other side, to some degree. Okay, that's we'll discuss that. The part it helps, this is not a room. This is a utensil. If you try to make a partition in a utensil, it is ineffective. So now, let's go to the next case. I have here a kaveris. What is a kaveris? Is a kaveris a kli or is it a partition? So the Rav says, if the kaveris is complete, it's perfect, it's not damaged, there's no damage, then it's called a utensil. Then, if you would put a sheretz inside the kaveris, and we would dip this kaveris inside the oven, it would be a kli lifnimina kli, a kli besecha kli, and it would be matzil.
Right, it wouldn't be mekabel tum.
Then the oven would not be mekabel tum, because then it's much better than the case of the piece of wood and the curtain.
Because
it's a kli. The piece of wood on the curtain is nothing more. It's a mechitza. It's a mechitza. But the kaveres is a kli.
Good.
So if there'll be a sheretz in a kli, and you dip kli number one into kli number two is saved. It's protected because kli number one is a sufficient barrier. Now, the problem over here is, this kaveres is not called a kli. Why is the kaveres not called a kli?
Because it's got some stuff.
It's damaged. It's damaged. Therefore, it's damaged, even though I've repaired it. It's not called a repair. When you have a kaveris, which itself is a very, very flimsy type of utensil, because it's just made from wicker, it's not made from any solid material, the slightest damage automatically disqualifies its status of being a kli.
Okay.
So what is the kaveris now?
It's a
mechitza. The kaveris now is no different than a partition, than a piece of wood or urea. Since the kaveris hasn't damaged, we consider the kaveris to be nothing more than a mechitza. So now, when I put this mechitza inside of the oven, it's exactly the same thing as putting a piece of wood in the oven. That's what the Rav says. Now, what did you do? Umeshuleshes, you suspend teluya, it's suspended. So the halach is, or so you view this part of the Mishnah, taner, shechatzasa b'chnesanim, with the board, or Birios, names a sheretz mokamechon, I call tome. Sheretz on one side, I call tome. Kaveris bechusa. Let's say the kaveris is bechusa, it's damaged. Ubechuka bekash, umushuleshes la avertaner, and spread the avertaner. Ha sheretz besoicha. The sheretz is inside of it, hataner tome. Ha sheretz betan, sheretz in the taner. Acholim shebesoicha, tomein. Rebbe Eliezer metaher. Why? Rebbe Eliezer holds its matzil. Okay, now let's go back to the Mishnah. Until now, are you okay? You gotta get this claw.
Yeah, I got the part until here for sure. Yeah, called Tanka. Veres Psucha Upsuka Bekash Mishulesh is Lavir.
Tanner.
And it's
suspended.
Mishulesh means suspended?
Yes, it's like exactly like in this picture.
Okay. Asher is Psucha, Tanna Tame.
A Tanner is Tame. So the entire Tanner is Tame. Asher is Tanner. Let's say the other way around. Let's say the Sheretz would be in the Tanner.
Oh, so he says the Tanner is Tame, but not the basket?
Is no, of course said? The basket is Tame. Hasheretz
Pesoicha. Where does it say anything about the basket?
The basket is we're not discussing the basket. Because the basket is not called a cleat. So it doesn't make a difference. Hasheretz Pesoicha. Hatanur Tamei. You dip this down into the Tanner.
Yeah.
So the Tanner is
Tamei. He didn't say anything about the basket.
Oh, so what's that with the basket? Okay, let's go in 1 second. Hasheretz Betanur. Let's say the sheretz in the Tanner.
Yeah.
And there's food in the basket.
Before there was no food in the basket?
No. No, the sheretz in the basket.
Oh.
What's in the basket?
Oh, I see.
In the first case, the sheretz.
Oh, okay.
Where is the food? The food is in the Tanner. Hasheretz shechal Tanner Tamei. Hasheretz, let's say all the way around. Let's say the sheretz is in the Tanner. The sheretz is in the Tanner.
Yeah.
And there is food in the kaveres.
Okay.
Acholim shebesoicha. Where?
Yeah.
In the kaveres.
Yeah.
Tamei, and the food is Tanner.
Yeah.
Rabbi Eliezer Metaher. Rabbi Eliezer says it's okay.
That could be okay.
Because he holds that the kaveres is megan.
There was no kash in it?
There was kash, yes.
So how is the kaveres megan? If it's not considered a partition, we just got finished saying it. He says it is considered a partition? It is considered a kli?
Oh, that's the question. That's the question.
Either consider partition or a plea.
Yeah.
He holds it
a plea. We have to see why. Here, now we have a reason. Now he's going to explain his lomdus. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is going to explain why it's matzil. Im hitzilu b'mei sechomor leitzatzil b'chli hecheres hakal. Okay, let's see over here the Rav. Here he explains his reason why he's matayar. Im hitzilu b'mei sechomor de kaveres b'chusu b'kuku b'kash chitzetzes b'fnei atoma. The oil hamais, the afal pisha tumas chamur l'tamei adam v'kelim tumas shiva. A satzil b'klicheres akal she'ini mitamei ela oichlam amashkim. A klicheres akal that's only mitamei oichlam amashkim. We're going to im titzel b'mesach chamur. The chaveres b'chusu b'kabekash chaytetz v'nei atuma b'oil hamais afal pisha tumas chamur l'tamei adam v'kelim amais tamei v'kelim tumas shiva. A satzil b'klicheres akal she'ini mitamei ela oichlam amashkim. Oh, so he's saying, here's my lama. Lama says that Einachanami, it may very well be that this kaveres is not called a kli. Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's no different than a mechitza.
Hey, partition.
So if you have an oil, let's say you don't have a tanner.
You said a partition is...
Oh, so yeah, you have a...
You said before partition wasn't good enough for it.
In a kli.
Yeah,
in a clue. So Rabbi Eliezer over here is coming to disagree with that point. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say over here that if a partition works in an oihel, in a tent, in a room, it should work in a kli as well. That's Islam. Let's go vayita. So no. It's exactly the point, because it only works in an oihel. Does not work in a kli. Let's see what the Rav. Shekin cholkim ba'oilin. You don't divide up a klicher, it's not a derech. Okay, perish acher v'ikor shekein cholkim oyalim shemoyelis chalukas mechitza boyalim. Tatzadab imsech to oyalis perik sagois ova bayi shechatzotze b'nesonim oy b'yuyos tuma. It's very simple. He just said that's machlokes. You have a fundamental machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim is a mechitza moil in a kli. We have two different types of enclosures. We have an enclosure that is called a bayis, and we have an enclosure called a kli. If you want to divide,
right.
Is it shaykh to divide a bias with a mechitza? The answer is yes. Is it shaykh to divide a kli with a mechitza? It's machlaikas. One ma'adim says yes. This is Rabbi Eliezer. If you can divide a bias with a mechitza, you can divide a kli with a mechitza. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, no. You only can divide a bias with a mechitza. There's no such thing as dividing a kli with a mechitza. Okay? Okay, let's see over here the pictures. Explain some more on this. Let's see over here. Shakaveres shlema, when the kaveres is complete. Yeah. Sheretz shabasecha in vitame, when it's complete. Here we have a complete kaveres. When it's complete, it's going to be a kli lefnim and a kli. It's a whole utensil. Shakaveres shlema sheretz shabasecha in vitame satanu kimvub mishnah base. That's going to be the next mishnah. Lefi sheina sheretz nechshav kinimtsa besecha tanu eluhu besecha kaveres v'raka kaveres besecha tanu. Vechein nimtsa sheretz v'tanu ein tam eichlam shabasecha kaveres lefi sheina eichlam kinechshav besecha tanu miyosatam. Okay, so this picture 155 is going where the kaveres is complete.
Right.
When they're converted, so therefore it's called a kli.
Right.
When it's called a kli according to all opinions is megan. If there's a sheretz inside the tanner, the food in the kaveres is
tahar.
If there's a sheretz in the kaveres, the food in the tanner is tahar. Because when the kaveres is complete, the kaveres is called a kli. And a kli is megan from another kli. Good? But let's say it's not a rock, a rock kli. But if the kaveres has been punctured, been damaged, that if you go, you repair it, ain't a kli, ain't el mechitza b'secha aver taner. Then it's only called the mechitza. Or God mechitza kvar nispar shein machalek esat taner. When it comes to mechitza, it's not machalek taner. L'cheinim nimtzo gach sheres b'kaveres satane tomei v'cheinim nimtzo at sheres b'sad ha'ochlem shabesech tomei. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, here is the picture. Let's say we have over here a bias, and we have a kaveres, and in the kaveres is a sheretz. What's the status of the bias? Or let's say there's food. There's a mace, nimsa b'bayis, a dead body in the bias. Umetam kol ma'asha b'bayis v'la mace, and I have a kaveres, b'chukuka, and it's damaged and repaired. In this kaveres that's been damaged and repaired, this food, what's the halacha? Is the food tamei or tahor? You have a bias, and you have a dead body, and there's a kaveres.
Yeah.
In the kaveres is food.
Right.
Is the food tamei or tahor?
Yes.
You have a bias. You have a dead body in the bias.
This kaveres has kash in it, then.
It's damaged. That's right. It's damaged.
So it's
and it's been repaired. But it's been kuka b'kash. It's been stuffed up with kash.
Stuffed
and there's food inside the kaveres.
So it's got to be tummy, no?
No, because the kaveres is a mechitza.
Kaveres, but it's not a good kaveres. It's a kash.
A broken kaveres is not a kli, but a broken kaveres is a mechitza.
Oh, I know that.
If you have a kaveres that's damaged and repaired, what's the status? Is it what is it called?
A mechitza.
A mechitza. Is the mechitza megan in an oil?
Yes.
Yes. So is the food inside the kaveres tahor?
Yes.
Yes. Ha kaveres ha pechusa ki oil b'fnei am atzma v'chol nimsa ba nimsa oil acheritz in another tent. Sheinu oil ames with tahor. Okay, so that's all Mishnah. Let's chaz over the Mishnah. Let us chaz. Oh, there's one more picture. 157. Leitatzel. Here's his question. So here, Rabbi Eliezer Tanatar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if this is good enough to be matzal in an oil, so certainly it should be matzal inside of a tanner. Rabbi Eliezer, Hakaveres Mechalek says, "Masha b'sochem in a tanner midim nuchitza." Kama meis b'sheretz nimsa b'sochem in a nechshav kmi kemoshem b'tanner b'tanatar. In a sheretz b'tanner echol mishav b'sheretz b'sochem tor mitostam. Poshet. La'acham rakli yachol lechalek as a chol mitanner. Shkamu kli avu mechitza in a midimelitz b'tanner. Okay, poshet. Nechol kuba rishonim in tamish Rabbi Eliezer shkol mechitza yachol lechalek as a tanner mishum kal v'chaim. Mer mitum sa meis. Fli zega mechitza siriyois u nesodim. Machlag a satanor, u gewaldik, o shebel yezer, Moide shemelchit serious and some ain't like satana came and shemelchit rak murachas. Avul kavera shemelchit v'kol ruchos yosa yoyser. Dam luchulim atachas gevaldik. Okay, so that's a side point. Okay, so his question is: this machlokes also reflect on this machlokes? Okay, it's very partial. Let's chaz the mission. Okay, let's chaz the mission. Hatana shechatzatza b'nisarim b'nabiyos. I have a tanner. I divide it with a board. Now notice, this is a machitza. It's a machitza. How many sides? One machitza. One partition. On one side is the sheretz, one side is the bread. Hatanur, shechatzase, ibn asadim, ibn abiyas, you divide it with a board or with a curtain. Nimsa sheretz makam echad, sheretz in one place. Hakol tame, the bread is tame. Is that clear? Yeah? Kaveres, new case, pechutza, ubkuga bekash. A kaveres that's damaged. So if it's damaged, is it called a kli anymore?
No.
What is it now?
Machitza.
So it's similar to this machitza. But this has an advantage. What's the advantage of this machitza? Why is machitza better than this machitza? Because this machitza is all four sides. This machitza only on one side. This is a much better machitza than this machitza. Therefore, even though the Rabbanan may agree that in this case this machitza is not going to work, maybe Rabbi Eliezer will learn one mahalach. Even though that in this case Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that this machitza is not going to save the bread, but this machitza will save the bread.
Ooh,
why? Because it's all around. That's what it says here in this picture. That's what this picture tells us. Okay? It's damaged. So it's no longer called a kli. What is it called now? It's called a mechitza. And it's now suspended. Now this thing is suspended. It's been suspended. There's a sheretz inside of it. The taner is tame. Why? Because the machitza is not megin in a kli. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yeah.
You don't seem to be with me.
Yeah, I understand.
Umeshuleshes la'avir atanur. Here's the case.
The kash word is umeshuleshes la'avir atanur. But what's in the? Where is the sheretz? It doesn't say.
Here's the sheretz.
Sheretz b'soich. Oh, that one. Yeah. So it's.
And where's the food? And where's the food?
The food in the tanner. Yeah.
What's talacha? Does the food become tame?
Yes, because it's in the avir.
Why? But it's the sheretz is being protected. The sheretz.
It's okayly.
It's a mechitza. So why can't the mechitza be megan?
Because it's not a good mechitza.
Why is it not a good? It is a good mechitza.
Because mechitzas don't help in
that. Gevaldik. Hatana tame. Let's say pumfaker hasheretz betaner. Let's say pumfaker the sheretz betaner. The sheretz betaner and the food's in the kli. Hasheretz betaner. And the food is in salt. Let's say we reverse. Same thing. Hasheretz betaner v'chol b'secha tameim. The food is tame. Why is it tame?
Because it's not.
It's not. Mechitza is not megan. A mechitza is not megan in the kli. The Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. Why is it mitaher? Because the mechitza is megan. Why is it megan?
Just like it's megan by
an oil hamayis megan the kli.
It's also megan
in the kli. Kli gvaldik. Am Rabbi Eliezer in itzil beves hachamor. If a mechitza is megan when there's a dead body in the room, loisatzil.
It's interesting that
they show a dead body.
They don't.
Too graphic. It's very sad.
Too scary in the morning.
Sheretz is not.
It's not scary.
Im itzilu b'meis hachamu lo akal. Right?
Yeah.
Im itzilu b'meis hachamu lo esatz l'chli acheres akal. No. Ein achinami. Hagufa. Im itzilu b'meis hachamu. You know why it's taka meitzil? Matzil shekein cholkim oyalim. Because this is an oil.
Wait a second. We asked the Kasha, Rabbi Eliezer asked the Kasha, if you're going to say
in oil hamais,
that it works, which is more kava, so alach is kava v'kava in the kelim.
Kli.
So that's this part of the year.
Right.
If you see
the meis hachamor, the satzel, the kli akal.
So they answer him back.
Amolo, hagufa. exactly, the doesn't. It, yeah. We disagree with you.
Yeah,
if it's true that it's matzah mesachamor, you know why?
Yeah.
Because this is an ohel. Olim. Tatzil b'chli ha-keres ha-kal. You know why? If it's true that it's taka matzil, because shekein cholkim oyolim, because you can make a mechitza in a tent, in a room. Tatzil. Can you suggest that the kavera should be matzil in a tanur? B'chli keres ha-kal. You can't do that. Shekein cholkim kli keres. There's a fundamental difference between an oil and a kli.
You can't be
chaylik
a kli?
No, you can't be chaylik a kli. You can be chaylik an oil, but you can't. It's very late. You sure you realize it's 7:34? What time are you having?
No, I'm not. My wife's tired. I don't have to take it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Huh? Amrulo, im hitzil beis chamor. The answer, that's right, there's a fundamental difference between the case of the
yeah.
the case of the
yeah.
bias and the case of the
oven.
Oven. What's the difference?
Yeah.
The case of the bias is
no.
an ohel.
Yeah.
And in ohel, there's something called a mechitza.
Right. But in a tana.
But in a kli.
There's no such thing
as a mechitza.
Right, so how does it say that?
Amulo, the Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Im hitzila b'meisa chamur, if it's true.
If a
mechitza yeah. can protect food by meisa chamur, the reason is shekein cholkim oyhalin.
Because you can make a
mechitza
of dividing by a mechitza by an oil.
Tatzil b'chlicheres hakal.
Can't say that.
Can you say the same thing when it comes to a klicheres? She'ein cholkim kli cheres. In a kli, you can't have a mechitza.
So the chachamim are telling Rabbi Eliezer, your whole premise
is corrupt.
It's corrupt because you can't make a chalukah in a kli.
Exactly. You can't make a mechitza.
You're comparing apples to oranges.
Exactly. Okay, let's chaz the mission again. Hatanu shechatzotzai b'nisodim b'b'yiris. Okay, two types of mechitza in this mission. We have first the mechitza with the board and mechitza with the kaveris. Hatanu shechatzotzai, you divide it, b'nisodim with a board, b'yiris, a board, or a curtain. Names a shirt smoke mechot, the shirt smoke mechot, what's the halacha? Hakol tamei. You say the Mishnah.
A tana shechatzatze been started by the Urias, a tana that's divided with either boards or a drape. Names a shirt smoke mechot, if it's in one side of it, right? Names a shirt smoke mechot, hakol tamei. The whole thing is tight. Kaveris psucha kuka
bekasa.
Kaveris
pechusa bekuka bekash.
What do you call it? Basket.
That's been damaged, right? It's been damaged, been repaired with cash. Umishulesh eslav
hatano. And it's been
suspended.
Suspended is avia. Sheres pesach. If there's a sheret dangling inside of it, hatana tama. The whole thing is tana. Sheres betana. If the sheret is in the tana, ba'ayecha besaycha and the ayecha besaycha tamei. The whole thing is tana. Rabbi Eliezer Matara, but Rabbi Eliezer says it's all tahar because he holds of chaluka.
He holds that you can be chaylik, you can be chaylik a kli with a mechitza.
Rabbi Eliezer, if he tzila, the vesa chabar, if
a mechitza,
if a mechitza saves by a meis hacham, which is chamar, should certainly a mechitza help in a kli cheres, which is kal? The reason why you can by mace that you can do a chitz is because you can do chalukah by oilim. It's going to help.
Will it help? Tatzel
by a cheres that we don't make chalukah, which is kal.
Right. So it's not a kal v'chomer.
Right. You thought for sure I didn't know it was
one. Okay. No. Good. Givaldi. Okay. Vaita. Okay, wait. Hoysa shleima. Okay, this is a little stark. We have to make a chanas. Hoysa shleima. Let's say it was Shlema. Like in this case. This is Shlema. Chayis Shlema v'chein akupach. V'chein akupach. Akupa v'chein achemis. Hasheris shabesoicha hatanotar. Hasheris hatanotar shabesoicha hatarin. Chayis Shlema hakaveris hatanotar. D'chsev asher yipol mehem el toichai. V'loi el toich toichai. Of course, we're going where it's above. Here is the case. You have the sheretz inside of the kaveris, and the kaveris is shleima, and opening of the kaveris is above, so it is tar. Hakupach. V'chein hakupach. V'chein hachemas. What is a kupach? Doesn't show. What is a kupach? Kupach is some type of container. Okay? V'chein hakupach. V'chein hachemes. Two different types of containers. Doesn't say what they are. Hasheretz b'soich hatan utar. Hasheretz b'tan u'achom sh'b'soich hatar. Nikvu. Here is the case. Now it gets a hole. Okay? Nikvu. Ha'asul acholim shir b'zeisim. Ha'asul l'mashkim shir b'mashkim. Ha'asul l'kach l'kach. This is very poshut. So then, mashk. Okay, we'll have to do this tomorrow. It's very simple, this Mishnah. All right, we're moving along. We're now in Perek Ches.
Perek Ches, and we did how many?